Irene Tassenbaum looked at him for a moment longer, reminded herself that sometimes words were useless things, then started the engine and slammed the door. He watched her drive into the road. Her use of the clutch had already grown smooth and sure, making a tight turn so she could drive north back toward East Stoneham. "Sorry for your loss." And now he was alone with that loss, alone with Jake. For a moment, Roland stood surveying the little grove of trees beside the highway, looking at two of the three who had been drawn to this place, a man unconscious and a boy dead. Roland's eyes were dry and hot, throbbing in their sockets, and for a moment he was sure that he had again lost the ability to weep. The idea horrified him. If he was incapable of tears after all of this, after what he'd regained and then lost again, what good was any of it? So it was an immense relief when the tears finally came. They spilled from his eyes, quieting their nearly insane blue glare. They ran down his dirty cheeks. He cried almost silently, but there was a single sob, and Oi heard it. He raised his snout to the corridor of fast-moving clouds and howled a single time at them. Then he, too, was silent. 6. Roland carried Jake deeper into the woods, with Oi padding at his heel. That the bumbler was also weeping no longer surprised Roland. He had seen him cry before. And the days when he had believed Oi's demonstrations of intelligence and empathy might be no more than mimicry had long since passed. Most of what Roland thought about on that short walk was a prayer for the dead he had heard Cuthbert speak on their last campaign together, the one that had ended at Jericho Hill.